Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you
kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 681 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is May 1st, 2022, and we are a Robin-less show, which means everything will go swimmingly. All right. On the show today, I have a fine cast of hosts, dare I say the A-team. We have Kim Woods on the podcast.
Howdy, howdy.
We also have Mark Wright spinning the decks.
Yes, hello. Yes,
Twiggy in the flesh.
Twice in 2 weeks. Wow, what's going on here?
So I know.
Wrong here, isn't it?
Exactly. And people, if you're wondering what these fine people are doing joining me on this podcast, because we are here to talk about video games. That's what we do. We are a video game podcast. We also we're a little bit more mature, more wise. At least we think so. And so, We spend our Sundays, every Sunday, just getting together, chatting up what's been going on in the gaming world, what's been going on in our gaming lives, and lives outside of gaming, I should say. We are on 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and if you happen, sadly, to be out in the Central Time Zone, it's 3 p.m. We are on Twitch. We're on YouTube. We also will produce an audio version of this podcast, so if you ever feel like you need to get to the gym and you want to listen to us there, to work out your anger and frustration, you absolutely can do it on pretty much every audio service out there. All right. That is it for the intros. Let's get into the show, everybody. I think we have to start this off with some birthday wishes. In particular, my dad. His birthday today. He turns 82. Wow. Yes. May 1st, nice. 82. Kind of crazy. So, and then my mom is just around the corner. Also, we'll be celebrating.
Interesting fact: my nephew Owen's birthday is today. He turned 3. So,
well, there you go. Talk about different ends of the spectrum. One getting out of diapers. One getting into diapers.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Do we have a birthday song? Yeah, I would say I've got one, especially for your dad.
Congratulations and celebrations.
So I think he's a bit too old for this one. It's a bit old for the Minions, isn't it?
Honestly. Yeah, probably. Probably too old for it. But then again, you never know.
No.
Right.
All right. What are we doing? Let's get into some story time, Mark.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
All right, so it has been a while since, one, I've talked with you, Mark. It seems like it's been forever.
Yeah.
I know you were on the podcast just last weekend, so the world is caught up to what's been going on with you, but I am not caught up with what's going on with you, so let's start off with you.
Just listen to last week's show. I'm joking. So like I mentioned last week, I was not been on for a while because I've had the flu in quite a bad way, so I've been very poorly. So I've practically not done it for 3 weeks, not watched... I've watched a bit of TV, but I've not played any games or anything. So,
by the way, I have had a conversation with Jenny, and she told me these are all lies. That you just were fluffing about the house in your PJs, and you didn't want to even shower. So, let's be honest.
But yeah, I've started a new series this week. A lot of work recommended it, and I've got a lot of them on my watch list. But I've been watching Moon Knight this week. Any of you guys watched that? The Marvel one on Disney.
Not yet.
It's on my to-do list. I've heard good things.
Yeah, I've heard good things. I'm 3 episodes in. There's 3 to go. And it's different. It's very different from your normal Marvel stuff. So, I'm enjoying it so far. It's pretty good. It's the first episode, you're thinking, what the hell's going on? But, yeah, it opens up a bit. And it's very interesting. Very different. So, highly recommend it.
Well, at least my understanding is that is worth watching. That movie Morbius, not so.
I've heard that. I've not seen that yet. I mentioned last week I watched The Batman. Have you seen that?
I have
it.
Not.
Is it any good?
I enjoyed it, yeah. It gets a lot of mixed reviews.
Right.
It was very different to previous Batman movies. It wasn't tech-heavy like the Ben Affleck Justice League ones and even the Christian Bale ones. It was very dark, very noir, graphic novel-y, down-to-earth. Hmm. Even the Batmobile wasn't super techy. It was like a muscle car, like, vamped up. Huh. So, yeah, quite cool. Yeah, the Riddler... what a sick fucking twat he is. But yeah, he's the main villain in it, the Riddler. Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
It's on nearly 3 hours, so it's quite a long movie.
Yeah, I think that's on HBO Max now, so
yeah,
if you have that.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, I waited until it was available, so.
Yeah, I kind of cancel and re-up on my subscription with that, depending upon what movie comes out.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a need to stay subscribed to HBO Max, but... It's easy enough to jump back in and jump out. Yeah. All right, cool. So Moon Knight.
Yeah, thumbs Moon Knight, up so far. Yeah, pretty good, yeah. 3 episodes. There's only 6 episodes in this first season. I'm still to catch up on this week's Picard, so I don't know what's happened with that yet.
So, all right, okay.
Season 2 of Picard. Any of you guys watching that?
I haven't... No. Well, okay, I shouldn't say it. I kind of started it, and then I fell asleep to it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that really counts. I'm going to have to rewatch from the start.
A completely different vibe to the first season.
Yeah. It's definitely not like Discovery, when I started watching Discovery,
yeah,
like from the get-go, that was like, okay, no, this is kicking off, and it's got good pace.
Well, as I mentioned last week, season 4 of Discovery isn't on Netflix anymore. In fact, none of it's on Netflix anymore, and I've been waiting for Netflix to tell me season 4 is available. So I had to watch it by like other means, but I really enjoyed season 4.
Okay, yeah, it's.
But they're not
my guess anymore, is because Paramount Plus.
It's, well, is yeah, it said at Europe. The beginning. Now it says a CBS production or something. So I don't know if another company's taken over it.
Well, no, that's Paramount. So Viacom owns. I guess it's CBS Viacom technically. Yeah. They own Paramount and Paramount Plus. So yeah, they're creating their own app, just like every other company in the world.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah,
Have you seen season 4 then?
No.
No. All right. Okay. I was just going to ask you something.
I'm at season 3 right now. Yeah. So I've heard some interesting things about season 4.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. When you watched it, we'll have a chat.
Okay.
I did sort of like mention it very briefly last week without trying to spoil much, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Boomer's waiting for Strange New Worlds coming out on the 5th.
There's just so much to watch. Uh-huh. Honestly, there's not enough time.
Yeah.
No, there's not enough time. Like gaming.
All right. Oh,
so
Kim,
much to play and not enough time.
Yeah. Yes. Let's talk about your life. What's been going on with you?
Oh, so many things.
Kim's
horse
adventures.
Oh, there's that, yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure everybody knows about that. I can't remember now what day it was. Either Wednesday or Thursday, whatever day it was. We had a stud horse get in a pen he wasn't supposed to be in next to other stud horses. And if you know anything about animals, you know that's not a good idea. So I spent almost an hour out there trying to get him to go back where he should be. And words were said, and by me, of course, not the horse. That would be weird. But anyway. The old-fashioned woods temper kind of came out, and I'm surprised my neighbors didn't call the cops on me, but they didn't. So, but long story short, eventually we got him out of there. Well, I got him out of there, and we got the panel fixed, so he hopefully can't get back in there. And I've kind of chewed my dad's butt and been like, we need to call a vet. They need to get clipped, and we need to get them out of here because I'm done with it. So yeah, that was excitement. And strangely enough, on that very same day, I had a barn cat decide to deliver kittens on my front porch. So that was interesting. She had 5. I had to go out and get a box and put some straw in it. And she's usually feral, but for some odd reason, she figured out apparently that I wasn't evil. And I picked her and the baby that she'd already had and put him in the box. And like I said, she had 4 more after that. And she's still sitting there on my front porch in the box, and her and the babies and... Same fine. So it's, you know, it's been interesting.
Question.
On that note. Yep.
What's a barn cat?
It's a like cat a regular cat, only it stays in the barn.
Yeah, she won't let it in the house.
Not a domestic. Yeah. It's quite wild then.
Is well, it more... no, not always. A lot of my barn cats are tamed down because, well, they're cats and it's me and, you know.
So, they'll just have more fleas than your average indoor cat.
Right. And I even try to take care of all that, but, you know. But anyway, so yeah, barn cats, porch cats, whatever you want to call them. They're outdoor cats, I guess.
It's not a sale cat.
And it's not like the cat on the video you posted on Twitter either, you know.
Holy crap, that cat was insane. I don't know if you guys saw this. I had seen this video and I posted up onto Twitter earlier. I think I put it in our chat as well. But anyway,
yep. This
guy's walking this dog along and suddenly you see him like jerk the dog back and he starts like walking back away and suddenly you see this cat charging at him. It's coming after the dog. The dog's probably twice as big as the cat, but the dog is apparently the biggest pussy in the world because the dog just starts like, the owner maybe is the biggest pussy in the world because he starts flinging the dog around by the leash in the air, trying to avoid this cat that is now latched onto his back, is crawling all over the dude trying to get at the dog. In the meantime, the guy's pants fall off.
And he doesn't wear any underwear, apparently.
It was just a comedy of errors. And that cat was like having none of it. That cat was like aggro towards the dog. But it was
the dog onto his turf. That was a bad idea. You know.
Apparently. Yeah.
Yeah. That was good. In other news, we had some birthdays. Like I mentioned, today is my little nephew Owen's third birthday. Well, the 25th of, well, now last month, because this is May, was my dad's birthday. He turned 71. And we all of his kids decided to pitch in, and we bought him a lawnmower. Like, not a used lawnmower, a brand new off-the-shelf 2022 lawnmower. So it's probably the...
Clarification, Kim. This is not a lawnmower. This is a riding mower. This is a very big difference. Because, the simpletons, we think lawnmower, like, okay, you know, push lawnmower. Maybe it's got an auto feature where it'll help kind of guide you along type thing. But no, this is like this is serious mowing business.
Like I said, Dad's 71. I don't think he's going to want to push mow the yard. I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it because I like mowing the yard, but no.
I hate pushing the mower. If I could get away with riding on the mower in my lawn, I would be happy. It would just take all 2 seconds and I would be done though.
Right. So we went in and we got him a mower and we surprised him with it yesterday because the birthday party was supposed to be today, but because of scheduling conflicts, it got pushed up to yesterday. So we surprised him and I had to sit on that thing for like 2 weeks and not say a word about lawnmowers or anything. And I kept trying to put him off from mowing the yard because I knew what would happen. And yeah, it all came together yesterday. So he was pleasantly surprised. He didn't get mad at us because we spent this exorbitant amount of money on him or anything like that. So that being said,
Kim, what happened this morning?
Yeah, this morning at 6:30, he was up on a Sunday making breakfast because after breakfast, he went out to mow the yard, even though it rained yesterday. So yeah, it wasn't yellow for very long this morning after he started mowing the yard. But of course, he took it to the hydrant and he gave it a bath. So it's all pretty and new again. So,
okay.
Kids and their toys. My calendar. I'll get to that. I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, birthdays, lawnmower, kittens. And, of course, we have the calendar because it is the first of the month. So it's that time again. Pussies and pecs. Here we are. And we have... Now, I don't know if you can figure out which one is which, so I'll just let you all see it. We have Ray and Charlie. I don't know if Ray's the firefighter and Charlie is the cat or Charlie is the firefighter and Ray is the cat.
I'm going to take a guess at... The cat's called Charlie. Because who'd call the cat
that's
Ray?
That's where I was leaning to. But I mean, look, Ray? It could go either way.
Right?
It could go either way.
So, there you have it. We have Ray and Charlie this month. So, and let's talk about May because honestly, it's like 48 degrees and it's the first of fucking May. What the hell, Mother Nature? What's going on? I'm not happy.
Is this the complaint of it being too cold?
Yeah, just slightly.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it is May, for God's sake.
Yeah, it is 81 degrees here.
So nice. Damn.
Tents, the tank top. Yep. Broke it out.
Sweatshirt.
We're officially in warm weather.
Nice. I'm a little jealous.
All right. Before we move any further, real fast, let's give a shout out to the chat. We have
Hardly Dan and we have Boomer in the chat. So thank you, fellas, for showing up and keeping us chatting. And no, I am not the cat lady. Hate that term.
Yeah.
Take her in of strays, perhaps, but you know.
So if you don't want to be called cat lady, what about a pussy whisperer?
well, I don't know.
That's
might be
my title,
weirder.
Mark. That's my
people
title.
Would assume then I'm a lesbian. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just not.
Kim, I can get behind not calling you the cat lady until I start seeing multiple cats sitting behind you. And so if that ever does happen. You're going to have to kind of own that one. I'm just saying.
Well, just as long as they don't throw crazy into the mix, because cats aren't the reason I'm crazy. Trust me.
All right. That's fair enough. I guess that means I'm next. So I was out all of last week in Boston, traveled for work, which a great trip, went really well. Almost missed my flight coming back. Well, I should say my connecting flight coming back, because on the flight out, we were delayed flying out of Boston. And it was one of those delays that they delayed the flight at first before we loaded. And so, you know, it was like, oh, it's going to take off about 15 minutes late. Like, okay. And I knew I had about, I think it was an hour and 10 minute layover in Denver. So typically speaking, if it's an hour layover, you figure you taxi in. Usually that takes a good 10, 15 minutes. You get there, you're usually going to have maybe 20 minutes of free time, if that. So get on the plane, and then we're just sitting on the tarmac. Another 15 minutes go by, and I'm like, okay. Now I'm getting a little concerned because I didn't know where my connecting flight was in Denver. And if you've ever flown through Denver Airport, it's a huge airport. So it's big, kind of like Heathrow big, to put it in perspective. So the terminals are super long. They've got a number of different gates. And so sometimes your connecting flight is going to be the gate next to you. And sometimes it's like almost a terminal away. And so we landed and it looked like I was about 20 gates away, but because of how Denver is broken up, it was not just 20 gates away, but it was basically in a separate wing of the terminal area. So I had to basically fly out of the plane, run down the airport. I was doing my best O.J. Simpson, got to the next gate, and they were about halfway through loading the plane when I got there. So it all worked out fine. I got home, but it was a little drama there for a few minutes. Had a fantastic dinner last night. I want to give a shout out to the Sutter Steakhouse in Folsom, California. Holy smokes, what a fantastic dinner. We're overlooking the American River, and we just had a nice date night with my wife, and we went out and had just a fantastic dinner, some cocktails, and just then we ended up going and listening to some karaoke, which was kind of fun. Because let me tell you, there's nothing better than people watching in karaoke. I mean, people watching in general is fun to me, but karaoke in particular, there's just all kinds of crazy when it comes to karaoke. Beyond that, let's see. Oh, my wife costs us probably a good $300. Maybe not $300. It all depends upon what we have to do to repair the rim of our Telluride, because she was moving the car and she got too close to a storm drain and just ground out on the rim as a big old gash on it. And she's like, I'll pay for the repair.
Well? Did it get flat? Did it damage the tire as well?
It didn't damage the tire, thankfully. Mm. That was the good news out of it. But, they're nice rims on the vehicle. And of course they're all black rims. And now the one rim has this gigantic, silver white stripe on it. So needless to say, we'll have to get that fixed. It's just a PSA. If you are parking your car near a storm drain, don't get too close. They will not be friendly to your car rims.
Or curb.
That too. Yeah. High curbs also, same result. Yep. To Boomer's point, Boston is a great city. I was shocked how clean that city is. I mean, it's a big metropolitan city, and where we were at, it was a downtown area. But I mean, I've been in Manhattan, I've been to San Francisco, and San Francisco in particular is really it's gotten really bad. A lot of homeless, a lot of graffiti and trash in the streets. And Boston, there's none of that. I mean, streets were all clean. I didn't see a homeless person anywhere. Now, granted, I think it's because of the weather. I don't think I'd want to be homeless in Boston, especially during the wintertime. But it was really, really well kept. Just a fun city to be able to walk around in. Ironically, the hotel I was staying at was kitty corner to where the Boston bombing happened during the marathon run.
Oh, yeah, that marathon.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I stumbled into it. I had no idea, and I looked down, and there was this kind of monument area, and I was like, "Holy shit, that's where the Boston bomber, the bomb went off." So, a little bit of a reality check, I guess. Anyway, so that's all done. The only other stuff that's really been going on has been entertainment side. The NFL draft was this weekend, which most people don't care.
Armored wank ball.
Honestly. Armored wank ball. I watched the first 2 days of the draft. I'll have interest there. And then after that, I don't care. But it happened. Some interesting moves happened. It was kind of a crazy draft. If you follow previous drafts, you would understand. There's a lot of trades, a lot of player movement, which doesn't always happen. Hey.
What?
Just because you play the wimpy football.
This is boring. I'm bored now.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's move on. Halo TV series. Continuing to watch that. Just finished up episode 6. I like the direction they're going with the series. It's not perfect. For those that want a recreation of the video game, shut up. Stop it. No.
Right?
I don't want Master Chief to have his helmet on all the time. That's dumb. That's actually something that's really stupid within the games. I actually made a comment, controversial opinion on Twitter. I've always felt that's a dumb thing within the Halo universe.
What if he takes his helmet on?
Well, that I would agree with. That keeps the fumes out. It makes it more pleasant. But no, it's always been one of those funny things where I'm pretty sure Bungie did that because they just didn't want to draw a human face. They didn't want to animate a face. Yeah. So, and then it just became a convenient excuse of, you play as the Chief, so we don't want you to, it's you.
That's why a lot of games, not modern games, but earlier games, a lot of them put like helmets and armor on to avoid doing all the animation.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I have to laugh at the bit where he's standing naked in the bathroom cutting the thing out of his back. It'd have been funny if he had the helmet on.
I've not seen this yet.
Oh, just wait,
is it worth a watch then, Greg? Yeah,
I've been enjoying it. I will say, the strongest episode out of all of them is episode 5. Episode 1 is probably the second strongest. And then there's a lot of kind of story setup episodes within that. But I really like the way they're taking the direction of Halsey's role, her role in this entire storyline is interesting because I feel like it's much more adversarial than the video games portray it. The video games kind of portray it as, hey, we're all kumbaya with one another and it's all good. This is very different from that. So I really like that spin on the series. So when it does come out, I think it's well worth watching. You will have to kind of get yourself over certain aspects to it because they do take some liberties with the story that, you always see happen when you get a video game going to TV or to a movie. But no, overall, I've been really enjoying it.
I like the first 3 episodes. I haven't watched the rest of them yet, but I like the first 3. So, yeah.
All right. I wasn't sure you were watching it, Kim.
Yeah, because that was my homework, a few weeks ago. So yes. I sat down one day and watched all 3 episodes. And so far, I mean, I always did like the Halo story. I'm stuck at the game, but I always did like the story.
I could never follow the story.
I tried, but I did like what I could catch. So this is interesting for me. So,
yeah, I actually feel like this is a little easier to follow in some respects. But it does take you you have to kind of forget what you know from the video games because certain things will have already happened. Certain things haven't happened. Mm-hmm. And so, and I don't know if they're going to happen, but anyway, so it's good. It's good. I've been enjoying it. And then last recommendation for anybody into audiobooks. I just finished up a book called Black Squadron. I had suggested it to Robin as well. This is R.C. Bray. He's one of my favorite narrators.
You
he does
two
all
have
the
got
voice work
massive hard on for R.C. Bray, aren't you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Right?
Well, he's so good. He's good because he's versatile. He can do different voices, different types.
I don't know how you get time to listen to him. Imagine, I suppose, if you're on a plane for a few hours, it helps.
Yeah,
but
yeah, exactly.
I have trouble
exactly.
keeping up with all the podcasts.
Yeah, but this is very much grounded in today's times. It is, in some respects, a little frightening because you see some similarities of what's going on in today with Russia and the U.S. And other foreign territories. And so I started just kind of drawing these, you know, one-to-ones, and I'm like, okay, I can buy into this. And so I think that's what – I think there's an authenticity to this audiobook that's – it's good. So I highly recommend it. I enjoyed it. It is a much darker book than I'm used to coming from R.C. Bray and the sci-fi fantasy stuff that I typically will listen to. So, All right. I think that's it. I'm done.
Wow.
We're all caught up. Yeah. Well,
holy moly.
So maybe we should talk some video games.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right. So we've got end of the month. Starting the new month, we don't have the May
not
games.
Yet. I'm slacking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are slacking, Kim, because we do know they have been announced.
Xbox ones have, but I think the PlayStation ones are still rumored, apparently, because they're not going to be out for what, a couple more days or something.
Yeah.
So unless I missed something, so yeah, I'll get on that. They'll be there next weekend. I promise.
All right. Fair enough. Slacker.
Right. I know.
All right, but more importantly, let's talk about what we've been playing.
Well, that's more important anyway, right?
It is more important. Until I see that first game on your list, I'm not sure if it's more important or not. But let's talk about it, Kim. Talk to me. Puzzle Quest 3.
It's still a mobile game, but it's more like Gems of War. It's made actually by the same people that made Gems of War. And I think it's actually on Steam, too. I played on my phone because it's available on my phone. So, you know, you match three. You beat dragons and wyverns and orcs and trolls and all that usual stuff. I don't know. It's a good time killer. I like it. Whatever. It each their own. I've been playing. Anthony was here Monday. Yes.
Real quickly. So you say it's a good time killer.
Right.
Yet I'm pretty sure every time I talk to you, I have no time for anything is what comes out of your mouth. Where do you play this? And if you say the toilet, I'm going to laugh a little bit, but that's kind of what I'm envisioning right now.
If of an evening when you're sitting there and you're kind of half-assed watching TV and kind of not, you know, when you could be reading a book or doing whatever, I might sit and play around a Puzzle Quest for a while.
Okay.
If I'm laying in bed and trying to go to sleep, even though everybody says you're not supposed to do that, I might sit there and play around a Puzzle Quest or two till I start, you know, dropping the phone in my face. And then I'm like, okay, it's time to go to sleep. You know, that sort of thing. I mean, it's not like I sit there and play it all afternoon or anything like that, but, you know, here and there.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Fair enough. Real quickly, why are we talking about Yorkshire pudding in the podcast, the chat?
How the hell should I know?
I see people shouting Yorkshire.
No, Lord has just said fellow Yorkshireman, which is referring to myself. And I've put God's own country because Yorkshire's a beautiful county.
Pudding. It's pudding.
But we do have Yorkshire pudding, which is one of the best foods in the whole world. My wife makes beautiful Yorkshire puddings. My mum comes up every Sunday, apart from today because she's poorly, for my wife's fantastic Yorkshire puddings. I've had two today with my dinner. Fantastic. Very nice. Leave Yorkshire alone, Greg.
I don't really know what Yorkshire pudding is. Do you, Kim?
I don't either.
I'm afraid it's like black pudding. Is that what it is?
No. Okay, I don't like black pudding.
Oh, thank God.
No, it's just basic flour, water, and egg. Then in the oven it rises, and it's... I'll send you a picture.
Okay. All right.
That's good. Whatever. Then this has been the OC Podcast Cooking Show. Yes. Thank you for joining us. Other than Puzzle Quest 3, Anthony was here Monday, which sounds like Anthony will be here tomorrow, along with his little brother. God help me. But anyway, we played a little Mario Kart 8 last week, along with some Super Mario 3D World. We played a little bit on the Switch. And I'm really going to have to get controllers ordered for that thing because playing with the little bitty Joy-Cons, I swear to God, it's like I got rheumatoid arthritis because my hands just end up like this. It's terrible. Yeah. Oh, it's awful. But it was fun. It was funny because Tony's like, well, have you ever played Mario Kart before? And of course, I've played Mario Kart since the SNES days. So of course I've played Mario Kart, but I didn't let on. So here he is thinking he's going to beat my ass at Mario Kart. And well, guess who won? So,
You didn't let him win, Kim. You didn't let the kid win.
No, I didn't let him win. No.
Good. Did you get him down? Did you teabag him? I mean, you know. Teach that kid a lesson. You know,
he did proceed to kick my butt because I guess they've got new modes. There's capture the sprite and a balloon mode, and I sucked at those. But when it comes to straight up Mario Kart, He didn't stand a chance. Okay. But he kept getting mad at me too. He's like, "How are you winning all the time?"
Can I just let you?
I don't think I've ever seen this. Fiery side of Trent.
I have never played Mario Kart.
What?
Wow.
No.
Ever?
Never.
Holy smokes.
Because I've never had a Nintendo.
Wow.
You've never had a Nintendo ever?
Well, we've had a Wii, but that doesn't count, does it?
Sorry.
Again, are we talking about the Nintendo Wii, or are we talking about something different?
The Nintendo piss. Yeah, no, the old Wii with the Wii Sports and all that crap. Yeah, we got one of them when we were all the rage. Well, my lad did.
But yeah, you never played a Mario Kart game. Did they have one Mario on that?
I don't know. I have no idea. It was my lad's Wii, so... That sounds even worse, doesn't it?
I never
played Mario Kart. And I've only ever played one Mario game, platformer game, and that was on my wife's 3DS.
So what did you do
sorry,
with the Wii?
DS Lite, I think it was. What?
What did you play on the Wii?
I didn't really touch much on the Wii. He played Wii Sports with his girlfriend. But we got it for Wii Sports more than anything.
Okay, fair enough.
Because he was trying to get his girlfriend to play games at the time, so she said, "Well, we'll get a Wii, and I'll play that." So
really thought it was going a different direction for a moment. He's trying to get his girlfriend too. I was hitting him up hanging.
Yeah, golden showers.
All right, Kim, what else did you try to dominate?
There you go. Boomer's the same as me. Never had a Nintendo. Thank you, Boomer. There's more than one of me.
I was growing up on the Sega boy. Sorry. Did pretty good on that, but he gets mad because apparently he thinks I pick Mario all the time, so finally I let him play Mario once, and then I played Luigi, and he found out he's still not that great with Mario. So, but I didn't, beat him so bad for that one. I just had to with Mario Kart because he just looked at me, and he's like, "Have you ever played Mario Kart before?" All right, whippersnapper, here we go. So,
legitimately, I just have this funny-ass image of Kim sitting on the couch side by side just being, "Suck it!"
Just a little bit of truth to that. A little bit. But he takes it in good stride. He knows his aunt loves him, so, it's all right. But, yeah. So, Mario, I had some Mario and Puzzle Quest last week. That's pretty much all I could get into with everything else going
on. Wait till he gets older, and then he starts beating you, and then you turn around and say, "Oh, I'll let you beat me." Because that's what happened to my nephews.
Was it RCGC? Yeah. And me, we were all talking about that somewhere, and they're like, "Well, you really gotta let him win." I said, "Hell no." I said, "I can do it now. Like, when I get older," I said, "he's gonna be kicking my ass, and then I'll have to hear about it." So
I used to run rings around my nephews when they were younger, and now they're fucking slaughtering me, but I'm just... your reaction times degrade as you get older. Don't they, Greg?
I don't even want to play Call of Duty.
You always blame somebody else.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Right? So... I stay in my lane. Like I said, I won't play Call of Duty or something like that with him because I know he'd kick my ass in that one. So,
all right.
But anyway, that was it for me this week. So,
okay. All right. Yeah. Mark, we'll start off with the lesser of the two.
Oh, well, Halo.
That is a joke. No. Of course, Horizon Forbidden West. You finished this game.
I finished it. Yeah. Completed it. I said last week that I was aiming to finish it, and I've done it. I finished it.
Hey, Mark. Yes. Just for you.
Yep.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. Victory's achieved.
So 40 hours. Just short 40 hours. 38 and some hours I've got into it. Have you seen how many hours Sarah's put into it?
I know. RCGC. That's what I mean.
Wow. So 40 hours to complete it. There's still parts of a map I haven't discovered as well. So it's like your normal open worlds. You can go back afterwards. The last mission, it tells you can't go back from this point until that mission's done. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. Fantastic. Really good ending. Quite an epic ending. Some big boss battles in that ending. Because Sarah says, "How did you beat them bosses with being so, not putting them hours in?" Because she hit level 50 ages ago. And I just hit level 39 when I took on the last boss. And beating that boss got me to level 40. Really, really good game. The story, without spoiling, there's some good twists in it, and there's a lot of references to the first game and the Zero Dawn project, and it carries on from that. It's set 6 months after the first game, so there's a lot of continuation. There's a lot of reoccurring characters from the first game who you sort of meet up with again. There's a lot of new stuff, game mechanic wise, than the old game, but you've now got a glider. So early on in the game, you beat this guy who's got this like shield and he uses it to glide. The shield part's broken, but she adapts it so she can jump off high points and like uses like projected hollow blends thing and uses it as a glider. So that's a new thing. So there's no fall damage, and it saves you a lot of time coming down from the mountains when you've had to go up to a mountain for a mission.
Okay.
There's new weapon types. There's a lot of new elemental types as well. There's now I can't remember what it's called now, the purple ones. It's like my mind's gone blank. I can't remember what it's called. It's like a proton type thing. Yeah, proton weapons, I think that's what it's called. So that's a new type. But I hardly use it, so I didn't really get to use that part.
I'm watching the video feed right now real quickly, and I just noticed that she came upon car trunks and she was opening the car trunks and stealing stuff out of the car trunks.
Thing. So you can open the car boot and you can earn shards, and that shards are the main currency. There's a lot of the machines. There's a lot of new ones. Oh, what the hell is that?
A new machine?
You guys didn't hear that. I've just got a notification on Windows. That was weird. So there's new machines in the game, new variants on machines, and some of them now are really tough to take down. In the old game, once you'd leveled up quite high, you could like one or two shot them, but in this, some of them take some really getting down. You have to spend a good like 3 or 4 minutes wearing them down just to get to the point where you can get in close for the sort of like critical hits.
Okay.
What else? I've covered a lot of it already, but
I guess overall impression at the end of the day, you've now completed the entire game. Yeah. Do you like this better than the first one? Not slightly less, but you know, is it on par?
I think the first one had this sort of like wow factor because it was new, the story was new, and you didn't really know anything about it. Whereas this is more of the same, but there are some good twists in it, which you still think, oh wow, I wasn't expecting that. So yeah, it's a hard one to answer that. But yeah, I'd say the game's as good as, if not better than the first, but story-wise, on par, I think.
Okay.
It's a good continuation. And the setup for a third game. So this is going to be a trilogy, no doubt.
Right.
I am 100% confident they've set this up for a third game.
Okay.
And I won't spoil why, but when you play it, you'll know straight
away. You'll know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. And I see, I believe you've been playing Halo Infinite.
Yeah, so like I mentioned last week, I've not touched Elden Ring since I've been poorly. And I don't know why, but I don't want to go back to it yet because I know if I go back to it, I won't touch anything else for like months. So I thought I'll sort of like wrap up a few games first. So I have gone back to Halo Infinite. I started this quite a long time ago and I just did the first sort of like half hour of it. I was still in the first bit where you weren't even in the open world.
Right. Okay.
So I've got past that now, and I'm in the open world, and I've started doing a few of the bases. But I have no idea what the story is or what I'm supposed to be doing, so I'm just going from base to base, just ticking it over and killing them all. I've no clue what I'm doing. I don't know what the story is or anything. Because it's been a while since I actually started the game, so I can't remember the beginning of the cutscenes and stuff. I remember floating in space, and that guy pulls you in, sort of thing.
Right. Well, in a quick summary of what you're kind of doing at this point, at least in the story, is you're trying to figure out what the Banished are doing on this Halo ring that is inoperable.
Yeah, it's broken, isn't it? Yeah.
Looks like they're trying to fix it.
Right.
And I won't say any more.
Right. But yeah, some of the enemies are good. I've defeated two of the large sort of like main Banished bosses.
Right. That was a good inclusion with the game. Yeah. I think it needed that kind of challenge.
Yeah. So the last one I did in the open world bit was, I don't know if it was to get to the open world, was it called Tremulous or something? Yeah, it was quite good.
Okay.
I'm enjoying doing the bases. And graphically, it's beautiful. 4K, 60 frames a second. Because at first I went into the options and on the So like normally you select quality or performance, don't you? And right. It was greyed out. I'm thinking, why can't I select performance mode? Because I always pick performance mode now. And I looked it up online and it says, if it's greyed out, congratulations, you've got an Xbox Series X. You've got 4K 60. Oh, right, bonus. But yeah, it looks gorgeous. And the sound's pretty good. The explosions are really good, especially with the surround sound or the headset on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I heard you love the driving mechanics.
I'm with Pete on that. The driving mechanics suck. They are really horrendous.
Have you changed your setup?
No,
at all?
Not yet. No, I don't know what to change them to.
So go into the controller settings. And this is a good hint for anybody that's playing on a controller for Halo Infinite. Is the vehicle mechanics to me are not very friendly. Well, it doesn't handle like a traditional vehicle.
The Mongoose and the Warthog, I got used to a little bit, but as soon as you get in the fucking Scorpion tank, I'm going backwards when I'm trying to go forwards. And
well, the Scorpion tank is a bit fiddly.
Yeah, that's
a nice way of putting it. Yeah. But I put the controls on the left thumbstick of you just push up and it will actually move forward.
Yeah.
So it basically becomes very directional on that thumbstick as opposed to trying. They had like the gas and the reverse and stuff like that on the other thumbsticks. And it was just like, So I highly suggest going to the controller settings for vehicles. Right. You can swap that out and you'll be much better for it.
Yeah. So, as well as the bases, you can go rescue some squads and you get valor points.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the valor points do yet.
So what will happen is as you gain more, just we'll call it street cred, right? You gain more street cred within the Halo universe. When you take over those forward operating bases, you're able to call in vehicles.
All right, yeah.
And you're able
I've unlocked a few different things, yeah.
Weapons, and so what will happen is as you get more and more and more, you unlock different types of vehicles.
All right, okay.
So eventually you'll be able to unlock a Scorpion tank and it delivered to you.
Yeah.
Also, the individual weapons, you can call up different. So you can call up a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
But above and beyond that, So anytime you take over a forward operating base, there's a squad of Marines that are around the base.
Yeah.
And they will jump into your vehicles with you and fight with you.
Yeah. I remember you saying that you got them to drive. I don't know how you do that.
No. I never got them to drive.
Oh, right.
But
okay.
I got them to jump in. What I did is
sits on the gun, don't they?
You can have one sit on the gun, or what I did is there's two different types of warthogs. There's the standard warthog with the machine gun.
I've got a special one, an orange one.
The Razorback. The Razorback can hold five soldiers.
Right.
And so I had five soldiers that had sniper rifles and rocket launchers. And so you just drive into potential boss situations or enemy encampments. You've got these guys that are wielding heavy weapons. And so it just makes it that much easier. And that's part of your street cred. As you build up the street cred, they will start arming with better weapons as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I've come across two enemies which are like little red target icons on the map. And they're like mini bosses. And I've killed them too. And then once you've killed them, you get their special weapons. So one of them had a special skewer. And the other one had a special light sword. So I've unlocked them now. So they're quite cool. The light sword doesn't last 2 minutes, so it soon wears down, doesn't it? The energy.
Yes, it does. It does in multiplayer as well, by the way.
And a different thing to the previous Halo games, you've got like ammo replenish stations now for each type of weapon.
Yes,
well, that's quite cool.
Yeah, it gets a little confusing, to be honest, as you get later into the game because four or five different types.
Yeah, so you've got your kinetic. Which I'm at the moment, I like the Commando light machine gun and the battle rifle.
Right.
I love a battle rifle. You've got shock weapons, you've got plasma weapons, you've got special weapons.
Right. You're also going to get hard light weapons.
Hard light, yeah, that's the one, hard light.
And, yeah. And so
I've not seen a hard light weapon yet. I've seen the refill stations, but not.
They're some of my least favorite weapons, right. I would say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they did great with the campaign.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful they will actually do some single player DLC. Maybe when co-op comes out, or who knows.
So I think
they could add on.
Yeah, I need to get back into multiplayer now. I need to get back on the Wednesday nights for you guys.
Yeah, season two kicking off this week, as a matter of fact, on the 3rd.
Yeah.
And that actually is a great segue into me, Mark, because that's definitely a big part of what I did this past week. I played some more multiplayer. Was just trying to kind of ramp myself up. I think I'm at like level 50 now, somewhere in there. So I've been able to put some dedicated time into it and level up my character in the multiplayer space, which, I mean, ultimately it's just cosmetics. But
you unlock some cosmetics in the single player, don't you?
Yes.
I've unlocked
some
stuff.
Do.
Yeah. That's quite cool.
Yes, you do. And so actually something I forgot to mention. So, well, actually two things. One, Lord just mentioned he got his Steam Deck this past week. I'm getting my Steam Deck, I think, on Monday. Cross fingers. So that should be coming in. So I'll have kind of a more proper review. I'm sure Lord has spent some time with his Steam Deck, and I'm curious to hear those impressions.
He said he's installed Elden Ring on it, and it runs really well, which is
I've heard the same thing. I've heard Elden Ring does
when
run well.
When Elden Ring first came out, some PC struggled with that. Yeah. They had to patch it, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, the Steam Deck is it's a nice piece of kit. I will say, of the reviews, so the Steam Decks come with a case, but the case, it looks like it's kind of shit. And I shouldn't say shit. It's a good case for the Steam Deck. The problem is it only holds the Steam Deck. It doesn't have any room for cables, you know, your charging port. So all of that can't fit inside the case. And I guess they have this little bag that you can attach to the backside of the case. And there's a strap that will supposedly hold that in place behind the case, but it doesn't look terribly reliable. So I actually have ordered a secondary case that will arrive pretty much the same time as my Steam Deck does. I will give that a proper review on for next week's show as well, so we can kind of talk about that, because I do think that's an important piece of it, is having a case that actually can hold everything you would actually need, because the battery life on the Steam Deck, from my understanding, it's honestly going to be more like 2 to 4 hours. I know they say 2 to 8 hours, depending upon what you're playing, but let's be honest, you're probably playing something that's going to drain that battery pretty quick. So you're going to need to be able to charge it. You're going to have those cables with you. So, I feel like they took a very odd route with the case itself. And even the premium case is the same setup. It's missing that storage ability, you know, for your actual charging cable. Mm-hmm. Okay, Cyberpunk. I finished Cyberpunk.
Loved
that game. I forgot, so I finished it up basically right before the last time I was on. There are multiple different endings to this game, and it really is all going to be dependent upon how you perform, but also some of your previous relationships that you're building within the world of Cyberpunk will play out into how that end game rolls. I don't want to give any spoilers away, but in a sense, some of those side missions are actually, you know, you're potentially building up some alliances that can help you out or not be present, depending upon what you do. One person I heard talking about their ending, and they said it was a really dark ending for them. I totally understand where that might have gone. I was pretty fortunate, and my ending was not nearly as dark as I had kind of anticipated. And what happens is the game will basically end, but it will allow you to do kind of a games plus by taking you back a little ways into the story. In essence, there's a point of no return within the story, right? So same thing with Horizon Forbidden West, is you get to that point that they say, well, hey, from here forward, you're not going to be able to go back and do any side missions.
Yeah, on Horizon, it said you can't access the open world until you've done this bit, so yeah.
Right. So similar. They give you that warning. What happens in the game plus is they basically just take you back to that spot.
Right. Okay.
And allow you, with everything you've earned after that even, to then continue forward and do additional side quests. But it's a really good game. It's a great story. Thoroughly enjoyed it. It's a shame it launched the way it did and it had the problems that it did, because I feel like the next gen versions of this game, even at the time, played well enough. And so I think that they just really were unfortunate that they had these old generation versions of the game that really dragged it down. But
How many hours have you got into it, do you know?
Oh God, I do not know. Right. I mean, it has to be at least 40, 50 hours, right, okay. if not more. It's a big game.
Yeah.
It could have been way more. I did not do a lot of the side questing. I started just kind of mainlining the story. And there were a couple different side quests that I really got into. But there's a lot you can do. It definitely is one of those games that will let you do as much or as little as you want. But I also like the filtering system within it. It helps keep it manageable. I never felt like I was icon overwhelmed, even though I knew there were a ton of side quests that I could jump into at any point in time. It was pretty easy to keep that kind of out of my my view, so it didn't get cluttered. And the only thing I will say, and this is, you know, thinking back to how I played the game, I think I would have enjoyed playing this game more from a Netrunner cyber hacking kind of perspective as opposed to guns blazing. Mm. The gunplay in this game can be good at times, and
like,
it also can
be a bit
be
like the early Watch
fiddly.
Dogs games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a great kind of whole hacking side of the world that you can become super effective in taking care of enemies and dispatching them. And I wish I had invested more time in that.
Do you have to level that up then, that skill?
You do. There's skills that you level up within that. And I will say, in the skills menu, now that is one area where I completely did not realize there were additional tabs of talents I could tap into to level up. So I was only leveling up off the first screen.
Right.
and there was a shit ton I didn't even get to. But then realized probably about three quarters of the way through the gameplay for me that there was this whole other section of other skill sets that I could be tapping into. And I was like, motherfucker.
I had a similar experience when I first played Mass Effect. I'm leveling up. And then all of a sudden I realized, oh shit, you can level your teammates. So what the fuck? And all my teammates had all these skill points you could put into them.
So. Yeah. So, but anyway, so Cyberpunk, really great game. Very much enjoyed it. I couldn't remember if I had talked about finishing it up or not. I don't think I did.
No, I didn't know you finished it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the game that has kept me from Elden Ring, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm.
This is a great game.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that. There's a few what don't like it, but yeah.
I think if I was going to knock this game, and I don't mean to sound like I'm taking a shot at Sony, but it plays very much like a Last of Us or an Uncharted game. And what I mean by that is you have long cutscenes that you are just kind of watching. You're not active within that. And I don't find it particularly off-putting, but I can see how some people might, because they do get sometimes a bit lengthy. But it's all in that Guardians of the Galaxy sarcastic fun, you know, dialogue. And so I just it's like I'm playing and watching a Guardians of the Galaxy movie, even though the characters are slightly different from the Marvel movies. I think they did a great job of recreating that dynamic, even though, you know, the main guy that's playing Star-Lord is not Chris Pratt. Mm. It's somebody else. But it's
on the graphic novel. Yeah.
Yeah. It's well done. And there's just some great banter. The story so far has been really good. And just the actual gameplay itself is also very enjoyable. It's not super complicated. You do have team mechanics, so you can, you know, you always play as Star-Lord, so you don't jump around to the different characters. So you're always playing as Star-Lord, but you can call upon your other Guardians to use some of their feats to help you out in battles.
Again, like Mass Effect, where you could say Liara,
yes,
Bionic Lift or whatever. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. And what I also like is that this is a single player through and through, unlike the Avengers game, which does this bait and switch halfway through the game and becomes.
I was enjoying that at first, and I just got bored of it because it kept changing and convoluting. And
yeah,
I've still not finished that.
Yeah, but and I'll also just say, Guardians of the Galaxy looks amazing.
Yeah,
it is a top notch, you know, visually stunning game. And so, yeah, if you haven't had a chance to play this game, do it. It is on Game Pass, so that's a big perk.
I did a Kim. It's on Game Pass thanks to me because I bought it. It was in the sale at Christmas on PlayStation, so me and my nephew went halves on it. And then not long after it came to fucking Game Pass, did it? So never mind.
Yeah, I don't feel remotely bad about that because there was never a, hey, Greg, you want to buy Guardians of the Galaxy note? I never got that note.
Well, it went on sale on Xbox. It was just, So, yeah, I've got a dilemma now. Do I play it on PlayStation? Well, I'm going to have to play the PlayStation version because that's the one I paid for.
Oh, yeah. At least it'll make you feel like you get your money's worth.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's really good. Definitely play it. It deserves all of the accolades it got. I know it didn't necessarily light the sales charts on fire, but from a media, you know, kind of critic standpoint, it got a lot of praise, and it's deserving.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Is it buffering for anyone else? That's from Hardly Dan.
We've not probably dropped frames.
I mean, we're not dropping frames, but, you know, who knows? We're used to it, so.
But then again, Robin isn't only here. 5%, so.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe we have to feed the hamsters a little bit more. All right, let's move into some news.
Oh, that's me.
Indeed.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, so a week I didn't think we were going to have a lot of news turned into a week of quite a bit of news. The first piece of news is from a Microsoft earnings call. They basically had their Q3 earnings call. But there was quite a bit of Xbox news within that, which it's interesting because I forgot who I was listening to, but they were talking about it's been a bit of a change. You know, in previous earnings calls, you didn't really get a lot of focus on Xbox product. And yet, especially over the last two big earnings calls for Microsoft, Satya Nadella himself, the head of Microsoft, has been giving a lot of focus to the Xbox and the gaming platform. So it's pretty clear this is becoming a priority element for Microsoft. But in terms of the results, gaming revenue grew 6%. This was the highest revenue ever recorded by the Xbox ecosystem in the first 3 months of the year. So kind of a record first quarter for them or third quarter, depending on how you want to look at it. Mm-hmm. Total revenue was $3.74 billion. Content and services was 81% of the revenue. And hardware was 19%.
And those who said Game Pass would make their sales drop. Because people that buy games, it's gone up, hasn't it? 6% year on year.
Yeah, they're definitely. I mean, it's doing well. Although, you know, some people are like, "Oh, it should have been higher." Considering the entire industry as a whole was down in this quarter, comparatively speaking, them growing is actually a pretty positive sign for them. They said content and services grew 4% compared to a strong prior year, thanks to Game Pass and first party titles. This was the best non-holiday quarter for Xbox. I know. It's exciting, Kim. I hear you. Hardware. Sorry. This was actually the interesting part. Hardware was up 14%. And then there were some interesting side notes that were made by Satya Nadella that the Xbox Series X and S had gained global market share for the past two quarters. And that they were the best-selling new generation consoles in the United States, Canada, UK, and Western Europe last quarter. So when they say they're gaining market share, that means that they're changing those percentages. You know, of Sony obviously is still very much, I think, the leader within the space. But, well, maybe you could say the Nintendo is. I think Nintendo probably has the biggest market share. The distribution of the pie is changing, and I think that's the important takeaway from all of that. Anyway, you know, it's numbers, and I know numbers are boring, so we will move on from that. We'll talk about something exciting. So last week, I think it was reported that Sony had come out or it was leaked that Sony was going to be mandating that all developers for, I think it was wholesale pricing, $34.99, which basically turns out to be anything $50 or higher retail, has to have a demo on the Sony PlayStation Plus platform. and in particular, kind of their new Plus Premium platform. And so there was a lot of confusion over what this meant. Were these developers now being forced into making these, 2-hour demos specifically for PlayStation Plus Premier? It is now basically the understanding that Sony is offering up to basically be doing this. And so they are creating these 2-hour windows, 2-hour demos for developers. So really they don't have to do anything. So obviously this will put less strain on the studios and prevent them from having to dedicate any kind of resources to create the trials. But per this source, and this is Ethan Gash of Kotaku, he did say that some developers had expressed some worry that Sony will not share revenue related to the game trials when they with them, because they're developing it, they're taking care of the demos, not the developers themselves. And it's an interesting point. I hadn't really thought about this, but I mean, in essence, Sony is saying like, hey, we'll create a 2-hour trial window for your game to better our service. But there's really no kickback to, at least on the surface, unless there's been something that, you know, we don't know about, to the developers that, you know, their demos are now being kind of forced into the system, whether they like it or not. They have to have it there. How does that benefit them, you know, monetarily? It certainly benefits Sony. So it's an interesting kind of conundrum. I don't know if it really will amount to anything at the end of the day. It may not. It may be probably, you know, mountain out of a molehill type of situation. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be interesting to kind of watch this and see how this progresses. I mean, I'm assuming both of you are pretty on board with the notion of on the Premiere service to have demos included.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean,
I guess here's another question. You guys both have been part of this the PlayStation platform. Are you planning on going to the top tier?
No.
Well, I will at first because I have both now and PlayStation Plus. So I will for a while. Now, whether I stay there is a whole other story. Because, I mean, honestly, given how often I turn my PlayStation on, which isn't much at all, it wouldn't make much sense monetarily. So I'll probably go back to the bottom of the barrel, but we'll see.
Yeah, and Abufa is also mentioning in the chat, which kind of reminds him the 360 demo days. I totally agree. I mean, it's very similar. At least I think it is on the surface.
Yeah, all the arcade games, you had so many minutes free trial, didn't you?
Yep. And my guess is that's what's going to happen here. Mm. It's a time trial. They're going to do what EA does, basically. They'll open it up for 2 hours, and then it gets shut off. I guess one question is, do you have to download the entire game, though?
Mm, I bet you do.
Mm. Yeah. So again, hard drive space in these consoles is a bit of a premium, even with the upgrade systems. But
right.
I mean, we'll see. We don't know the exact details yet. Something we also don't know the exact details yet, but I'm kind of excited for it. I can't believe I'm saying this about a Call of Duty game. Yeah, Call of Duty Warzone is getting a monster update in the form of Godzilla and King Kong. Trailer came out. We don't quite know what is happening in this, but it depicts basically Godzilla and King Kong are fighting on an island, and you are going to be in the middle of it. And my guess is this is going to be kind of similar to was it Battlefield did the big storms, where they would come in and wreak havoc. My guess is Godzilla and King Kong are going to do the same thing, but being a Godzilla and King Kong fan, sign me up. I am up for that. 100%.
So is this just for Warzone then? It's not any other game mode?
My understanding is just Warzone. But, again, it was just this teaser trailer. We don't know for sure.
Right.
The official Call of Duty YouTube video won't play now. It says on it, Godzilla vs. King Kong Call of Duty Warzone. So it does stay Warzone in the trailer title. So
okay. Then I would assume, yes, we are talking to Warzone specifically. Mm. Speaking of Activision Blizzard, the stockholders approved the proposed Microsoft sale. I guess 98% of the shareholders voted in favor. I don't think this is shocking.
I heard it was under jeopardy because a lot of their stock prices were dropping rapidly, Activision. So.
No. In fact, that actually would promote the sale.
Yeah, well, it'd make it cheaper for Microsoft, wouldn't it?
No. So Microsoft's bid set. I mean, offered the set bid. But I think if the stock prices are dropping, that's probably a further push for stockholders to say, yeah, no, sell.
All right. Okay.
But I know there were a lot of people out there that were saying, oh, the stockholders are not going to approve it. I think they were just caught up in the fanboy nonsense because this was a good deal for stockholders. And that bears out by what you see in the voting percentages. So the next step for this will be a really kind of at this point government oversight. So the FTC over on the UK side of it, I'm assuming, although I don't know. I don't know if the UK would be involved in this at all because it's a US-based company. So really it's the FTC, I think, at the end of the day that has to, you know, give it the stamp of approval for the purchase. And then obviously other foreign entities can have some kind of oversight. But I don't think they can ultimately have a say whether or not the transaction occurs. Okay, more news. Xbox Summer Showcase is official. So E3 may be dead, but Microsoft is keeping it alive in spirit. June 12th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So I think that's 6 p.m. UK, if I'm not mistaken. 8-hour difference.
Yeah, yeah.
So while you're having your evening tea, you'll be able to watch the Xbox and Bethesda game showcase. They haven't given any specifics to this, but obviously it's going to feature Xbox Game Studios and Bethesda games as well as partners. It's their E3 conference.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a 90-minute show. I think that is probably what we're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they're going to broadcast it all over the place, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. So you'll be able to catch it pretty much anywhere you're at. Now for some of the fun stuff. Sony, so in the revelations of PS Plus, a lot of the banter was, okay, you can convert your PS Plus current accounts.
Yeah.
It's your PS Now account.
PS Now,
this
yeah.
This gets confusing.
Which
yeah.
Then you would then sort of like convert into the third tier, the high tier.
Correct. Right. So
same as what Microsoft did. Microsoft allowed you to convert your gold to Ultimate Game Pass.
Right. And so everybody and their mother, I think, started stacking their subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sony, I don't know if they just didn't have the foresight that this was going to happen, but someone along the line like blew the whistle and was like, holy shit, everybody's stacking up their subscriptions. And so they have halted that. You cannot currently stack your subscriptions. So according to several users online, when they tried to redeem prepaid cards, the PS Store just shows an error message saying the prepaid card could not be redeemed. Please try again later. Sony support at the time was responding with, as of now, there is a temporarily deactivated function for PlayStation Plus PS Now subscriptions, which does not allow for stacking of either memberships on already active memberships.
Hashtag for the players who put that in.
I might have included that. And then WarioWare64 on Twitter confirmed they have blocked stacking of PS Plus and PS Now codes for existing members prior to the new PS Plus launch. The codes will be redeemable after the launch. Anyone not a current member of the service voucher is anyone not a current member of the service, the voucher is for can redeem a voucher. I don't even know what the hell that means.
It means if you haven't, if you're not already stacked, if you're a new, you can actually redeem a voucher. It's if you've got a current subscription, you can't redeem.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. And then they released this conversion chart, and this conversion chart
isn't it?
It's so confusing. It's not even funny. I don't know why they didn't go just the simple route and just say, "Hey, we're all for getting people into the ecosystem." And just let people stack and get the benefits of early kind of adoption. But Sony is definitely not on board with that. They want their revenue. They want their cut. And so you will be able to begin resuming stacking post-launch. And of course, they have this conversion chart, which, I mean, you can look it up. It is definitely clear as mud. And yeah, Godspeed. all right, two last stories here. Just real quickly on this one, Blizzard will reveal the first Warcraft mobile game on May 3rd. So they announced that they will host a live stream event on Tuesday, wow, May 3rd at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So basically, this will be World of Warcraft Mobile. Who knows? Might be better than Gems of War. And then lastly, and this is something I just picked up on, apparently it was being rumored now that Warner Brothers Discovery is reportedly interested in selling its gaming studios and IP licenses. Xbox, Sony, EA are among some of the handful interested in a potential deal. What is unclear, though, is whether Warner Brothers is looking to keep any of its IP or teams, or they're just trying to sell it off in bulk. Or on the flip side of that is maybe they're looking to kind of sell them off piecemeal. So they might actually sell off individual studios as opposed to it's like an all or nothing type deal.
There was rumors a few years ago that Microsoft were going to buy Warner Brothers, the gaming division.
Yeah, that rumor was out there. I want to say it was about 2 years back.
Because they have all the Lord of the Rings franchises, Shadow of War type things, and Harry Potter game franchises.
Yeah, Harry Potter, Batman,
the Batman
Arkham,
game franchises. Yeah, there's quite a lot.
In fact,
there.
They also have the upcoming Justice League one. The it's not Justice League though; it's Suicide Squad.
Right.
So, there's some great studios within Warner Brothers. I'm really curious to see what comes of this, if they actually do sell it off and how they handle that. I don't know. It's like I think about the current situation for Xbox. I don't know that they would dabble in buying all of Warner Brothers just because they're currently trying to get Activision over the finish line.
Yeah.
And by buying another big publisher, I do feel like that will be frowned upon by the FTC. In terms of like competition, that kind of thing. But if they were able to carve off one of the studios from that I could see being a potential for Xbox. Sony also, I could see being a suitor here, but I don't know based on their, how much they've spent just prior to this, if they're willing to probably pay the price that it would take to get Warner Brothers. EA is an interesting one because EA, I feel like, could be a real strong suitor in this situation. I mean, it would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. I think that's it for news. I think we've covered it all. It was a lot. Kim.
Yes.
We've got some new releases coming up. Let's talk about that.
Alrighty. Your new releases for May 1st through the 7th are Sifu Vengeance Edition for the PlayStation 4 and 5 on May 2nd. So tomorrow. Dungeon Defenders Awakened for the PS4 on May 3rd. Loot River for the Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One and PC, May 3rd as well. Overcooked, All You Can Eat for the Stadia. Yeah, that's still a thing. May 5th. Trek to Yomi for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One and PC. Also, I think it'll be on Game Pass, May 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, I have that
preloaded.
That's
it. Yep. Yeah, I've released.
Trek to Yomi, it's black and white side-scrolling samurai game. Yep. Looks pretty cool. Also, Sifu, for those that haven't seen anything, Vengeance Edition, I'm assuming this is like a deluxe edition of the original game. I don't know.
I'm guessing.
I don't know what the difference is here, but I've heard great things about Sifu. So those are the two top dogs, if you will.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. Mark,
yes,
we're pretty much at that time of the show where we start wrapping things up. Mark, you have made verbal commitments to playing Halo more.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, let's talk about this, Mark. Yeah. So, are we going to see you this Wednesday
to play Halo? Fingers crossed, yeah. Providing I don't fall asleep after my tea, like I have been doing most of the past few weeks. Join us on Wednesday nights between sort of like 8, 9, 10-ish. Depends when these guys get on. But it's usually around 9 o'clock UK time. And we'll play for at least an hour, maybe longer, depending on how tired people are. And we'll play some Halo Infinite multiplayer.
Yep. Usually yep. Season mode. 3 should be out. Yeah.
Season 2.
So we'll have a couple new maps. Oh, season 2, yes. Yeah. So season 3. Yeah, we'll have a couple new maps to go along with that.
All right, okay.
Cool. I will be buying the season 2 Battle Pass.
Yeah, I might do, because it's going to last a long time, so it's worth getting.
Yeah. I mean, I'm using
what, they don't expire now?
No, no. So, yeah, you can still earn for the previous one as well, do you?
Yep.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So, all right. Kim, why don't you start off shout-outs? Let's give the chat a shout-out, first and foremost.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, we've had a few shatters in there today. We've had Boomer, Hardly Dan, Lord, and Boof. So thanks, guys, for stopping by and jumping in the chat and keeping us all occupied and telling us when we're buffering or what have you. Over to you guys. It's always fun, even when I'm exhausted. So, you know, thanks for that. Mother Nature, get your shit together. It's May. It shouldn't be 48 degrees outside. I mean, a lot that I should know anyway. But, I mean, we had, like, 3 days last week of, like, 60s and 70s, and then, boom, 48. What the hell is that all about? To my critters, if you could just behave yourselves and stay where you're supposed to, that'd be great. Pray for me, because I think I have both my nephews off and on all this week. Help me. other than that, I guess that's it. Everybody have a good week, and over to Mark.
I want to shout out you guys. It's nice to finally get on with Kim and Greg. It was great seeing Pete last week for the first time for ages and talking to Pete. So after the podcast, we had quite a good chat afterwards as well, so it was really good catching up. All the shatters we've got, I want to shout out bank holidays, because we've got tomorrow off Monday, bank holiday nice. Monday in the UK, so it's a 4-day nice. Week. And then I've got a week off, yeah. I'm really looking for some time off. I need it, yeah. So, yeah, so hopefully some nice weather tomorrow. I need to cut the grass, it's starting to get long again. So hopefully it won't rain. It's been a bit miserable today, so I didn't want to cut it today. But, yeah, that's about it, really.
I'll just send my dad over with the new mower.
I was just going to suggest, I know somebody that has a brand new mower, Mark.
It'll take two little trips and it'll be done. It's not that big.
Huh? And he's not afraid to mow when it's been raining. I mean, get that man out there.
Okay. Yeah. As long as you don't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning for me when he comes here, because I don't do mornings. not when I'm working.
Holy moly.
Yeah. I'll let you check us out, Greg.
All right. Well, as always, thank you for the both of you for joining the show. Thanks to the chat. We love our chat. You guys are great. A lot of good back and forth in there. And I do appreciate people actually giving some additional, info on some of the news stories. So there's some good stuff in there. Mark, especially a big shout out to you, because it's been a while since you and I have been able to podcast together. So this has been a happy day for me. Kim, you're okay too, but
okay. I know where I rank.
Yeah. Well, Mark is the original Twiggy.
Mark.
Let's be honest.
You know me.
I don't even know.
I get it.
For those that don't know,
I think I burned him.
You might have. You might have. You probably just painted him black sitting on your head. Mark used to have a pair of silver headphones.
They were really good as well.
It reminded me of Twiggy from Buck Rogers back in the day. And this is dating me. That show was, I think, the 80s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Horrible sci-fi, but well worth remembering now that Twiggy's in action. All right. Shout out to my dad. Happy birthday, Dad. Love you bunches. Shout out to my wife and my son, who gave me a pass. I was supposed to actually go to an event this afternoon. Our realtor, she's awesome. She holds client events all the time. We win stuff occasionally. But my wife said, no, I know you haven't been on the podcast for a while, so go ahead. I'll take Colin and we'll go. So awesome. Yay me. And shout out to Mother Nature. You rock. 80 degrees, baby. It's been good. Enjoying the sun. It's been warm. It's been lovely. Sorry, Kim. Sorry. And I don't think, Kim, you're getting much sympathy, by the way, from our friends over the UK, because I think they pretty much live 350 days out of the year in the conditions you're in now.
Right. Let's see where it was today. It was quite cool today. So tomorrow it's going to be 16 degrees. Today was 14. So let's see what that
is. Do the math.
What's that in stupid money? Hang on.
In stupid money. I like this. In stupid money, this is converted to...
Right. In Fahrenheit, 16 degrees is 60.
60?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not as cold as
so today. That's a cool day. That is a cool day. That's a day you're going to at least put a sweatshirt on. You know, you're not going out in your tank top and shorts and that.
42. But okay, or
52. Saturday, yesterday was quite decent. A bit warmer yesterday.
Excellent. Well, that wraps up the weather report. Thanks, everybody, for being on the show. And Mark, take us out.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.